you get to a point, especially with the online videos like YouTube and blogs and vlogs and everything else, you get to a point, you've already heard it all. And so what happens is you go through, once you get to that point, let me tell you what happens. When you get to the point where you've watched enough videos about cooking or prank or technology or programming or investing or whatever it is that you watch, camping, travel, whatever, you've watched enough, you're just so tired of it. And then when you step out of it, here's what happened before I even got canceled, banned on YouTube. That's to the point. Every conversation, every game. I mean, when you go to a basketball game or a football game or a hockey game, you've watched that same game 1,000 times. How can people not see this? I saw this as a kid. I thought, wait a minute. So I go to a hockey game and then, okay, so they go to the Super Bowl, and then next year they go to the Super Bowl. Next year, it's the same Super Bowl, it's just different faces and different uniforms. It's like, why is this exciting? You go to the hockey game, and you're like, why is this exciting? You've seen it 1,000 times. You watch a prank video, why is that exciting? You could watch a cooking video, why is that exciting? Over and over and over. And it's like, You pay attention to people around you, and they're all excited about this or that or this or that. And it's like you get to a point where you already know what's going to happen. It already happened before. It happened 1,000 times. They threw the football. Somebody intercepted it, and sure enough, the team that you thought was going to win lost. They kicked the field goal at the last minute. There's only so many scenarios. Either one team gets destroyed the whole game, they kick a field goal at the end and win, or somebody comes back in the fourth quarter, you know? There's only so many scenarios with a football game. This is why people go through midlife crisis. But instead of going through a midlife crisis, why not seek the truth and try to find out what it is? So here's what happens. One or two paths. When you see that it's all vanity down here and it's all a repeat, you've already heard there's nothing new. You've already heard all the gurus and the theories from the world. So one or two things are going to happen. You're going to try to become your own cult leader. One of three things will happen. You'll either try to be your own cult leader, or you'll want to jump off a bridge. Maybe four things will happen. Either you're going to drugs and drinking, or you want to jump off a bridge. Actually, Solomon told you what would happen. What happens is, same thing happened to Solomon. He built buildings. He tried to get pleasure. He tried to do this. He tried everything under the sun, and he said, what's the end of the matter? Fear God, keep his commandments. Now, what are his commandments? Believe on Jesus. But during the church age, here's something that can happen. You're going to get to the point where you're going to say, wait a minute, what's going on? Instead of listening to the noise outside, you can listen to the voice inside, the inner voice, the cognition. You can look around and see these object lessons that are hitting you every day. It's the same repeat. It's trying to wake you up. The objects are object lessons hitting you, being thrown at you. The word object means against, throw. An object means object. Object is an ECT, is a electroconvulsive therapy. So God is sending the objects. He's throwing objects at you to break you out of time. And the devil, every time you start to wake up, it's like Neo, you start to wake up, somebody tries to distract you. You're waking up. And then the devil throws a lot of drama in your way to blind you from waking up to the next level. You see what I'm saying? You're breaking the program. If you're listening to my site, you're definitely breaking the program. Some people already have broken the program. But if you're on my site, You're breaking the program. The objects are nothing but object lessons. And OB means against. And JECT is jet. You're being thrown. The objects that you look at, that you listen to, everything that you're watching is an object being thrown at you. It's against you to break you out with ECT shock treatment. It's shock treatment. You're being shocked by the object lessons. It's trying to break you out. For real. I'm not even joking.